Welcome to the Transformation Podcast. This is a podcast on agile, lean, and digital transformation, hosted by your host, Vert Jacobsen Kramer. Enjoy this series, and should you want to give us a feedback, please do so on our website or by email. We look forward to hear from you. Enjoy. Good morning, Sebastian. It's OKR time. It's the beginning of the year and it's time to set goals for the next quarter. And OKR is a very good tool to engage in goal setting with your team and has proven to be very effective. What's your view on OKRs? Yeah, so my experience is that OKRs really work, especially in companies that have used a classical approach so far. OKRs have the big advantage that they involve really the people at the shop floor, at the value stream, to produce goals that really matter to them, and that's why OKRs are so successful. Yes, exactly. So that's really the difference between the classic goal setting approach and the agile goal setting way with the OKRs, is that you really involve the people at the shop floor to produce their own goals that really matter to them. And that's why OKRs are really effective in establishing goal setting. So let's explain a little bit about OKRs. What are OKRs in your view? Yeah, let me just explain OKRs real quickly. I mean, it's not a rocket science. It's been around for about 20 years or more even. It started at the Intel company, which was under heavy pressure from the chip market to develop quickly and evolve quickly. And it really circles basically around two questions. The first question is, what is my contribution to the team or to the company in the next quarter? So what can I deliver? Where is the biggest lever for me in my work? And the second question is, how do I know if I am getting closer to the target that I am setting to myself? So that's the result part. Just imagine all these people and teams working along in this rhythm really means there's a lot of dynamic and a lot of good movement towards goals. And that's why over time there was really like a framework that came up that we now call the OKR framework. Well, that's fascinating. So the whole idea of the OKR framework is circling around the idea of self-goal setting, which is really the big difference to the classical goal setting approach, where I sort of like receive goals from my manager and I'm somehow like obliged to fulfill them. While in the agile OKR world, it's really about self-goal setting and the contribution I believe I can deliver, as well as the results, how to track it. So that's why we talk about objectives on the one side and results on the other side. You put them two together, you have objectives and key results. Let's talk about the framework. You talked about cycles within the framework. What's your view on that? Yeah, sure. So OKRs are based on quarters. So it's a quarterly view. Every quarter we run through the cycle. And you can, of course, change the cycle length if you like, but usually it's a quarterly view. And it all starts out with a view about what are the main goals, the purpose of the company, which is sort of like a North Star defined, which gives orientation to all the teams. And then they basically start independently from each other to define their goals that they want to achieve in regards to this North Star. So that way we really have goal setting from the ground up, and the goals are set based on some quality criteria as well as the results. So we're looking for goals that really make a contribution to our customer, while for the results we really want to have measurable results that we can really see an influence short term, so that we don't have goals that are lagging in feedback time too much. That's also the reason why we have weekly or bi-weekly checkups to check on the progress on our goals. And also, when we run through the cycle, by the end of the cycle, we will have a retrospective where we look at the way of our collaboration, what can we improve in our way of working together. So that's how the cycle ends. And basically, the cycle then afterwards starts over again. And that's that. All right, great, thanks. So that's a lot of information. If you want to double check on this information, you can go on our website. There's a nice blog article with a nice graph that explains really the whole OKR cycle. So go ahead and double check on that. So let's move to the next topic. I mean, when we want to implement OKRs in our company, how do you do that? What do we need to take care of? What's really special about it? I mean, I want to point out that OKRs really do make a difference in the way we lead and organize leadership in the company. What do you think?
Ja, lass mal darüber sprechen. Wie siehst du das?
Yes, precisely. So really, when you start working in the agile way and you start experimenting with new concepts like OKRs, it's really about actually introducing a new form of thinking inside the company. Because by the end of the day, it's really about self-management and self-organization, and that's quite a difference to really like the old way of, you know, boiling down top-down goals to your employees. So really the OKR coach needs to execute classic change management in order to really help people digest this new way of working and thinking and to keep resistance low. So what we're really seeing is that with OKR, you're actually starting a culture change journey, which is actually very beneficial to the companies I've seen. Yes, so true. And this culture change actually starts with managers, with the leadership staff. So first thing you need to do is actually to sensitize about this new tool, to really train people on the concept, and especially to address the mindset change that comes along with using OKRs. OKR really needs to be understood in the context of culture change and leadership development, and that's how you actually achieve the success with this tool. So after the first initial training with managers and leadership, then it's about time to involve the whole company as a whole to address the employees with this new concept and form about it. And the best thing to do is really to set yourself a goal of a certain starting date and then engage in preparation to actually start with the first OKR cycle. And in regards to this preparation, what is your experience and what do you recommend? Yeah, right. So really, the best thing to do is to start OKR training events where employees can learn how to set goals and define key results. So that's really just exercises on how to do OKRs before you actually get involved in the real thing. And really, I would recommend actually not to put OKRs front and center in your communication. Actually, it's about your strategy. So like compare this to some homework at home, fixing stuff in your house. I mean, if I walk around with a drill machine, I'm not going to tell my wife I'm going to drill a hole in the wall. I will explain to her that I want to hang up a nice picture structure to make our house look nicer. And that should be the approach. It's really about strategy. The OKR is just the tool. So focus on communicating what you want to achieve in your strategy and how you want to collaborate achieving a common strategy. And finally, it's about defining your North Star, your top goals with your top management as a guidance for your employees. Yes, fantastic. So then it's about time to start your first OKR cycle. Teams can now start with defining their goals and defining their key results. And you can engage in the first cycle with all the teams in the company. And whilst you do that, we would actually really recommend to you to invest into some good consulting process to rely on an experienced OKR coach to help you through the first and also the second cycle until you really are self-sufficient. And that would be really our recommendation, because there is quite a lot of questions and also insecurities that need to be addressed, and it's really worthwhile to invest in some good process facilitation at this point. What do you think? No, absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, there is some lessons learned that as experienced OKR consultants, we will bring to the table. And especially if you have a larger company in which you start the OKR practice in different teams, that really needs to be facilitated, because otherwise you will have different OKR approaches in your company that you will later on need to basically synchronize again. Fantastic. So let's come to an end with our small discussion about the OKR practice. Let's draw a conclusion. So what are key takeaways from your experience in regards to OKR implementation? Just give us your thoughts. Yeah, so the first thing I want to point out for me is that OKRs really work. I mean, it's great to have a tool on hand that really makes a difference and really contributes to a development in a company. And so that's the first point. And the second point is that OKRs and the process behind it really has a positive influence on employees and the employer branding inside your company. So people just feel more attracted towards your company because they can feel they can actually contribute to the company development. Absolutely. And for me, the key point is that OKR really help you to engage in a culture change, which makes your company more attractive to young employees, because you really engage in a very mature goal setting process and dialogue. And that is just attractive for young people to have a say in the company development, and that's what they're actually looking for. So with OKRs, you will actually able to achieve that. All right, so that's it. We hope you got some inspiration out of our little discussion here about OKRs. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Just contact us via email or any other way, and we'll be happy to receive any requests from you and to help you with OKRs. So let's rock the next year. Keep focusing on your goals and engage in strategy. We wish you all the best on your OKR journey. Yeah, thanks a lot for listening also from my side. OKRs really help you to stay focused on your goals and your strategies. So it's a great tool. Just use it. I wish you all the best. That was the Transformation Podcast on Agile, Lean and Digital Transformation. I hope you liked it. Please reach out to us for some feedback. And if you need some support in your business environment, we are more than happy to support you with some of the high value consulting. So please don't hesitate and reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Bye-bye.